The legislature convened amid allegations from convicted businessman Jeremy Johnson that Swallow, on Johnson's behalf, attempted to broker a deal to bribe Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. A federal investigation is also focusing on those charges. The legislature has assembled a panel to investigate and possibly impeach Swallow. Representative Powell said what they're doing is unprecedented with a lot of legal questions.
So when the House called its own committee session 2 weeks ago, I think that Legislative Research and General Counsel Office was advising the Speaker of the House, you have the authority to do this, you have the authority to do this. And then as the committee began to be formed, there were just several additional questions that came up, especially as it relates to subpoenaing witnesses. And because there are criminal investigations going on, the immunity that might be granted. And it was specifically that issue that was necessary to clarify the Utah statutes on what authority the committee had to grant immunity, if necessary, to those witnesses.
Powell said he hopes the committee's work will be open and transparent.
That's one of the issues that we dealt with, Leslie, Wednesday, was when the committee will be able to close its hearings and not. And I think it was important that there be some limited availability for closure. But I think it was stressed over and over again. And the Utah Press Association was heavily involved in deciding when those meetings will be able to be closed. So we'll just have to let the public keep its eyes wide open and make sure that it's as open and public a process as possible.
He also doesn't agree with the Senate's, who think the committee's work will just be about lawmakers covering up for one of their own.
If the legislature were not serious about doing this, I don't think we would have formed the committee. And let me tell you why I support the forming of this particular committee. Impeachment is a very serious step, and I think that at this point there's really been one side of a story told. I don't know whether Mr. Swallow has had the opportunity or the inclination to kind of go out and tell his side of the story, but I think you and I know very well that when you get it's why we don't have trials in the media in this country. We have trials in a court of law where both sides are able to, you know, present their evidence and be fair. And I think that that's what we need in this instance.
On a different topic, another legislator, State Senator Aaron Osmond, made headlines when he suggested an end to compulsory education. But Powell said he thinks the current education laws are fine.
I just can't see where this came from. The reason that we have these laws in our country is for some very societal issues. And we have enough exceptions that there's no one out there who's complaining saying my rights are being violated because of compulsory education. His point is that we'd have better schools if we didn't have the compulsory education laws, because somehow parents would wake up the next morning after we passed the law, I guess, and say, oh, well, school's not required anymore. I guess I should get more involved in my child's life. I just don't see that happening. So he's going to have to convince me on this one, which is, I think it's not going to be easy to do.
State Representative Craig Powell. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.